From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. There was a body in a burning cabin in the California mountains. Now investigators are trying to determine whose it is. They think it's that of Christopher Dorner, a fired Los Angeles police officer they believe killed four people in revenge for having been let go 5 years ago. NPR's Mark Memmott of our two-way news blog joins us now. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Mark, assuming we are talking about Christopher Dorner here, how did investigators track him down?
Paul, here's what NPR and other news outlets are reporting. Tuesday morning, two maids arrived to clean a home in the mountains near San Bernardino. They were confronted by a man matching Dorner's description. He tied them up, stole a vehicle, and fled. One maid was able to free herself, and she called police.
Now, we are also told he appears to have hijacked another truck later.
Yes, he reportedly forced a man in a pickup to stop and took that vehicle. Police were soon on his trail. Shots were exchanged. A chase ensued. Minutes later, according to news reports, the suspect abandoned the truck, ran to another home, lobbing smoke grenades as he went. And it was there where deadly gunfire was exchanged. One sheriff's deputy was killed.
So now we're just waiting for a formal, final identification. That's NPR's Mark Memmott of our two-way news blog. Mark, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Consumers in the U.S. spent a little more at stores and restaurants last month. NPR's Dave Mattingly is here with us. And Dave, I understand retail sales went up despite higher taxes.
That's right, Paul. Many paychecks got smaller when payroll taxes went up in January. But the Commerce Department says retail sales still rose slightly by 0.1%. Consumers spent more at home improvement stores and at gas stations, with prices at the pumps rising. Economist Hugh Johnson says slow, steady job growth is the key. He says job gains in January, at least, offset higher payroll taxes. But it'll be the spring before the impact is more fully known. Analysts also note consumers spent fewer dollars on clothing, furniture, and at car dealerships last month.
Thanks very much, Dave. That's NPR's Dave Mattingly. The Obama administration and members of Congress today will renew their push for improved cybersecurity. The president yesterday signed an executive order meant to help safeguard the nation's critical infrastructure. With us now, NPR's Craig Windham. Craig, the White House is also calling for new legislation, we're told.
That's right, Paul. The executive order signed by the president yesterday does not have the force of law. It cannot mandate the owners of power plants and water facilities to strengthen their cyber defenses. But it does require federal agencies to alert these companies to cyber threats. And it establishes a process under which government and industry can together develop new cybersecurity standards. The hope is that private companies will adopt those standards voluntarily.
That's NPR's Craig Windham. Thanks, Craig. The Dow Jones Industrials down 29 points at last check. The NASDAQ up 15. Stocks narrowly mixed this morning. This is NPR News. President Obama is visiting North Carolina today on the first of 3 days of post-State of the Union address travels. He'll promote the economic agenda he amplified during the State of the Union address at a vehicle parts manufacturing plant in Asheville, North Carolina. The president reiterated in his address a commitment he made in the inaugural address to focus on the threat of climate change. NPR's Korva Coleman joins us now. And Korva, you say he still offered us relatively few details.
Yes, Paul. The president says if Congress doesn't act, he'll put his cabinet on the job of figuring out how to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Now, environmentalists say this means he'll let the EPA regulate climate pollution from power plants, and they hope it means he'll turn down the Keystone XL pipeline. Now, the president did unveil one proposal. He wants to use some of the royalties the government gets from oil companies to fund research into shifting cars and trucks off oil and onto cleaner fuels.
NPR's Korva Coleman. Korva, thank you.
You're welcome.
The confirmation hearing for Treasury Secretary nominee Jack Lew is underway this morning. Lew is a trusted advisor to the president. He's also known as a very effective negotiator who has riled Republicans from time to time. And now they want to know about his brief career at Citigroup years ago and about an offshore investment. But Lew is widely expected to be confirmed. Less certain, perhaps, the fate of former Republican Senator Chuck Hagel, the defense secretary nominee. The Senate Armed Services Committee has confirmed him, but his former Senate Republican colleagues all voted against him. A full Senate vote is next. That could come this week. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.